Connections, Idaho Commission for Libraries Talking Book Service News, Summer 2016, Volume 7, Number 3, Innovative Services and Community. Email, talkingbooks@libraries.idaho.gov. Website, libraries.idaho.gov/TBS. Phone, area code 208-334-2150 or 800-458-3271. Please read magazines as soon as you receive them. When you are finished reading your magazine, return it to the library so the next person may receive it. Volunteer appreciation at the Commission. In 2015, 92 individuals gave 8,700 hours of their time at the Idaho Commission for Libraries, ICFL, helping with numerous programs. We recognized their dedication during Volunteer Appreciation Week, April 10 through 16, with the theme, Volunteers, the Heart of ICFL. Refreshments were supplied by ICFL staff throughout the week at our volunteer cafe. On April 14th, we honored the volunteers at a luncheon at the Capitol Dining Room at the State House. The event included a buffet lunch, acknowledgments, and thank you gifts. Then, on April 19th, volunteers were treated to a guided tour of the Idaho Military Museum. At the luncheon, Administrative Services Manager Roger Dubois called volunteers the lifeblood of ICFL. He said, "We set aside a week to honor you, but we want you to know that we appreciate you all year long. The hours that the volunteers contributed in 2015 are the equivalent of 4 full-time staff members. The commission couldn't be nearly as productive carrying out our programs and services for the Idaho library community without the volunteers who come in day after day and year after year." Ben Quintana, guest speaker, Boise City Council member and ex officio member of Serve Idaho, noted that in 2015, Idaho ranked 2nd in the nation in volunteering. He talked about the time, talent, and treasure that volunteers donate for a variety of reasons. Many of the volunteers at the luncheon said they began volunteering to get out of the house, repair my karma, socialize, or alleviate boredom. However, once they started, they were hooked on the good feeling they derived from giving of themselves. Milestones for our 2015 volunteers. 15 years of service, Liz Carpenter. 10 years of service, Pam Frazier and Sue Vapp. 5 years of service, Becky DeSilvia, Lloyd Erickson, K.C. Heroyan, Dave Laycock, and Jordis Shaltry. 1,000 hours of service, Dave Laycock, Ann Reagan, and Lana Thurston. 2,000 hours of service, Truman Stewart. 3,000 hours of service, Ruby Weaver. Statistics for 2015 include studio production time, over 1,000 hours. Digital books recorded, 27 titles. Magazines recorded, 32 issues. Digital books and magazines duplicated, 7,681. Books converted from analog to digital, 30. Books uploaded to Bard, 22. Talking Book Service, TBS machines cleaned and serviced, 805. TBS books inspected, 149,885. Jump Start folders assembled, 12,000. Stickers in books for numerous literacy programs, thousands. As impressive as these statistics are, it is the impact of these volunteer efforts on Idahoans that is truly noteworthy. Their tasks help the Commission reach underserved children and get books into their hands. Mailings keep Idaho libraries and TBS users informed. Our locally recorded books are downloaded all over the country. And book inspection and duplication keeps TBS users from long waits for the books they request. Volunteer coordinator Sheila Winther said the Commission is truly grateful to the volunteers for all they do to help advance literacy and enhance library services in Idaho. Recent donations to the Idaho Talking Book Service. Memorial donations for Dorothy Bergman, Bernita Kemp, Bruce Kolash, for Ellen Merrill Drake, Thane and Doris Drake, for Kenneth Fallon Sr., Kenneth Fallon, for Connie Farmer, Marion Barton, for Terry Harris, Raymond and Mary Ellen Halverson, for Lorna Horton, Marion Barton, for Fred Riggers, Chris Provant, HP Toastmasters, for Trevor Runyon, C.S. Barthlow Jr., for Eldon Shaw, Linda Dorman. General donations. Deborah DeThomas, Carla Iden, Eloise Jensen, Patricia Micklebust, Pearl Zilk. Donations are used to enhance the Idaho Talking Book Service and are fully tax-deductible as allowed by law. Acknowledgements are sent to donors and honorees, so please include the name and address of all those to be notified. Make checks payable to Idaho Commission for Libraries and mail to Idaho Talking Book Service, 325 West State Street, Boise, Idaho, 83702. Credit card donations can be made online from the Idaho Commission for Libraries website at http://libraries.idaho.gov by clicking on the Donate Here button in the lower left corner of the page. Thanks to all for your generosity. Newsletter in Braille coming soon. Connections, Talking Book Service, TBS newsletter is currently available in these formats: large print, audio on cartridge, downloadable from the TBS online catalog at https://webopac.klas.com/id1aopac/. As a PDF or podcast from the Talking Book Service website at http://libraries.idaho.gov/node/9174. Beginning in 2017, the newsletter also will be available in Braille. Contact the TBS at 800-458-3271 or talkingbooks@libraries.idaho.gov to receive the newsletter in Braille or change the format in which you receive it. Library Highlight. Residents of Lemhi County can now enjoy the newly built library building in Salmon. In addition to books, the staff in this beautiful building offers numerous resources and services that those unable to read standard print can enjoy. Resources. The Salmon Public Library has large print books, audio books on CD and DVD, and audio books downloadable onto Nooks and Kindles. If you do not own a Nook or Kindle, you can check one out at the library. The staff will teach you how to download titles onto these devices. The library also has high-speed internet access that allows users to download books from Bard or other online sites. Those needing to magnify print can borrow a handheld magnifier or electronic desk magnifier to enlarge the print size. Finally, the library has a digital player that can be lent to a Talking Book Service TBS user whose player is not working correctly. Services. The library has participated in the Let's Talk About It, LTAI, program for several years. Participants in this popular book discussion club read several books on a theme and meet to listen to an expert talk about the theme, author, book, and then discuss it themselves. All LTAI books are available from the TBS on digital cartridge. Many are also available for download from Bard. TBS users are notified when an LTAI program is taking place at their local library. The library also has a homebound service for users unable to get to the library. Users contact the library and request specific titles or topics they would like to read. Library staff selects books and other resources on the user's topics and sends them to the homebound user. This is a wonderful service for those unable to leave their homes as much as they would like. The library is open Monday through Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. More information about the library is available at salmonlibrary.org or area code 208-756-2311. If you don't live in Lemhi County, contact your local public library to discover the wonderful resources and services available for you. New Idaho Talking Books from our recording studio. New locally recorded books are available on digital cartridge. To order, write your name on the enclosed pre-addressed new books order form. Select the DBC numbers of the titles that you want and mail the form. These titles are also available for download from Bard. Call the Talking Book Service at 800-458-3271 to register for Bard. DBC 00791 Fire Crew, Stories from the Fire Line, Adult Nonfiction, Author Ben Walters, read by Rosemary Ardinger. From spine-chilling fear of a wildfire entrapment to the simple joy of a warm meal and a chilled soda, Ben Walters tells the stories of the fires he fought and the friends he made during his years as a wildland firefighter in Idaho, the West, and Florida. Strong Language. Published 2011. 9 hours and 11 minutes. DBC 00797. Isaac's Gun, An American Tale, Adult Fiction, Author Dan Strawn, read by Sherry Boyce. Summoned to the office of her late grandfather's attorney, Megan Holcomb is presented with a stack of journals and a mysterious locked briefcase. She is informed that her grandparents gave explicit instructions that the briefcase not be opened until Megan had read through the journals in their entirety. Only when Megan finishes the journals does she understand the significance of the locked briefcase. Idaho author, published 2011, 7 hours 30 minutes. DBC 00807. Diary of Anne Morrison, Those Were the Days, Adult Nonfiction, Author Anne Morrison, read by Margaret Dimmock. Anne Morrison's diary captures, in surprisingly personal detail, the formation and development of the famous Idaho construction company Morrison Knutson. She chronicles life on the job with Harry from 1912 to 1949 from her unique woman's perspective. Published 1951. 16 hours. DBC 00813. Boise Pops, A Century of Music for the People of Boise, Adult Nonfiction, Author J. Meredith Neal, read by Debbie Queen. This book describes 100 years of the Boise, Idaho music scene from classical to jazz to rock and roll and all points in between. Learn about Idaho's rich musical heritage from one of Idaho's most respected historians. Published 2013, 5 hours, 15 minutes. DBC00850. Be Your Own Hero. Senior Living Decisions Simplified. Adult Nonfiction. Author Catherine L. Owens. Read by Marion Stevens. A Guide to Seeking the Best Quality of Life in Our Aging Years. This book will show you how to make proactive, educated decisions versus reactive, crisis-driven decisions. Identify the key influencers and their roles in the decision process, and define independence and what it means to you. Idaho author, published 2014, 2 hours. DBC00859. The Midnight Colt, Juvenile Fiction, author Glenn Balch. Read by Marion Stevens. Would you buy a horse named Pekka Trouble? Pekka Trouble is a high-strung racehorse that won't settle down. Ben Darby is a boy from an Idaho ranch who sees some good in Peck and convinces his Uncle Wes to loan him enough money to purchase the anxious horse. The trouble is, Peck may have to learn to walk again before he's ready to run, and Ben only has one summer to train him, race him, and resell him. With a racehorse that's afraid to race, and a loan he can't afford to pay back, guess you could say Ben Darby is in a peck of trouble. Published 1952. 4 hours, 40 minutes. DBC00864. Comfort Food Gets a Vegan Makeover. Adult Nonfiction. Author Jill Scheme. Read by Debbie Queen. This recipe book gives a simple vegan twist to the comfort foods you love. Idaho author. Published 2012. 2 hours, 10 minutes. DBC00865. The Christmas Doctor. The True Story of Dr. J.P. Weber. Adult Nonfiction. Author Tom Weber. Read by Rosemary Ardinger. John Weber was born in Creston, Iowa in 1888. At the age of 11, he realized he wanted to become a doctor. With only an eighth grade education, he set out to find work to save money and finish his education. This search for work took him to Montana, where he helped build the railroad, to seeking work in the lumber industry in Portland, Oregon. Christmas 1904, having lost his savings to a pickpocket, John fell ill. His life was saved by a nurse, and John vowed to pay her back by helping others. John worked his way through school and became a courageous country doctor in the wilds of Idaho. This is his true story. Published 2013. 1 hour, 35 minutes. Order books from the What Are You Reading article. DB071808, Dogwood. DB074216, June Bug. DB078297, Not in the Heart. Magazines. 11 audio magazines are now available on cartridge as well as available for download from Bard. The titles and their frequency are listed below. Audubon bimonthly. Cowboys and Indians monthly. Humpty Dumpty bimonthly. Missouri Conservationist monthly. National Geographic Traveler monthly. Oklahoma Today bimonthly. Playboy monthly. 17 monthly. Smithsonian monthly. Southern Living monthly. Vital Speeches of the Day monthly. Frequently Asked Questions. Player Tips. In the last issue, features of the standard digital book player's buttons were highlighted. In this issue, we'll discuss the Advanced Players features. The Standard and Advanced Players are the same size, have identical batteries and speakers, and have both battery and electrical power sources. The Advanced Player has the same buttons as the Standard Player, plus additional buttons that are useful to those reading types of materials that require access to specific sections of the book or magazine. The additional buttons are Info, located on the far left-hand side of the player above the power button. This button gives basic information about the player, such as battery time remaining and the current location in the book. The user's manual can also be accessed here. Preview, Menu, and Next. These buttons work together to allow the user to navigate among different parts of the book. Different books have different navigation points, which are outlined at the beginning of the book. For example, a book may have chapters and subsections within chapters, while a magazine has articles and subsections within the articles. The menu button indicates the navigation sections for each book/magazine, and the Preview and Next buttons allow navigation through these sections. For example, for a book that has chapters, the menu button navigates to the chapters, and the buttons advance to the chapter to be read. Mark. The Mark button adds bookmarks to the book for easier access to specific sections. Once a bookmark has been added, it can be accessed via the menu button. Note, for both the Standard and Advanced players, removing a cartridge from the player automatically sets a bookmark. Both the Standard and Advanced players are designed to be easy to use and provide hours of listening pleasure. Contact the Talking Book Service at 800-458-3271 if you think another type of player better meets your needs. Talking Book Service 10-Squared Club. Centenarians joining the 10-Squared Club are Lydia Merrill Boise, born August 15, 1915. Dolores M. Byram Boise, born July 29, 1916. Salvatore Briante Eagle, born August 4, 1916. Spy Stories. Usually a mixture of suspense, adventure, and mystery, spies and spy stories have been around for years. Although not for everyone, we have a variety of spy stories for all age groups and reading levels. Times range from historical to current, and settings are all over the world. Besides some of the better-known spy thriller authors like Ian Fleming with his James Bond 007 series, or John le Carré's Smiley's People, we also have spy stories and series by Alex Berenson, Current Time, Dale Brown, Cold War, William F. Buckley, Cold War, Allie Carter, Young Adult Readers, Alan First, Pre-Early World War II Around Europe, Dan Gutman, Juvenile Readers, and Anthony Horowitz, Young Adult. There are also numerous nonfiction books from various wars and CIA personnel, and true stories about Russian spies, a U-2 pilot, and revolutionary heroes. BARD Updates. Improvements continue to be made to BARD. Below are the most recent. Apps Updated. The National Library Service, NLS, recently released updated apps for both iOS and Android devices. iOS version 1.1.1 fixes several bugs in the application. Android version 1.0.3 adds the sleep timer to the now reading screen, supports Android Marshmallow, and fixes several bugs. In addition, the play screen is optimized for tablets. As in the past, The upgrade requires Android 4.1 or later. For users with Android version 5.0, the app now responds to wired and Bluetooth headphone controls. Links to both updates are accessible from Bard's main page. Upcoming, NLS is developing the Media Manager app. This app will sync a patron's reading across devices to allow seamless access to what is being read, regardless of the device. The Media Manager will also provide better Bard search capabilities. Support. There are several avenues for help with Bard-related problems in addition to Talking Book Service TBS staff. 1. Bard Support. This email-based list is a closed, one-way list to which NLS will occasionally post information of interest to Bard users. 2. Bard Talk. An online email community for Bard users, this Yahoo group is moderated by Bard users. Contact TBS at 800-458-3271 or talkingbooks at libraries.idaho.gov to subscribe to either of these groups. What are you reading? By Sue Robinson, Customer Service Representative. Dogwood by Chris Fabry is a story I almost quit reading because I was impatient and the author was taking too long to introduce the cast of characters. Because it was an author whose books I had read and loved before, I listened a little longer. Boy, am I glad I did. In this story, Will Hatfield returns to Dogwood, West Virginia, after 12 years in prison, to find that the townspeople still hate him and his former sweetheart is taken. I was impressed from the beginning with the good character and positive value system of this farm boy and wanted everything or something to go right for him. Although I picked up hints along the way and had some expectation about the end, I was not prepared for the amazing twist and surprise ending. Do you remember all those characters I told you about at the beginning? They, too, weave threads of interesting stories into the plotline. The author pulls it all together into a satisfying end that has compelled me to ponder the themes and reevaluate my feelings about the people and events of this story. In the front matter of this book, the author quotes Jackson Brown. Quote, "I think that life is full of pain. It's painful for everybody. Growing is painful. But I think the only way through it is through it, and anything that helps is a blessing." End quote. Since we all have to go through it, let's all be a blessing to one another. Fabry's book won a Christie Award. This award is designed to nurture and encourage creativity and quality in the writing and publishing of fiction from a diversity of genres, written from a Christian worldview. I've never read one I didn't like. Two other Fabry books I have loved are Junebug, about a 9-year-old girl who sees her own face on a missing person poster in Walmart, and Not in the Heart, about a gambling-addicted journalist trying to save his son who needs an organ transplant. Both are Christie Award winners. Dogwood, DB071808, Adult Fiction. Junebug, DB074216, Adult Fiction. Not in the Heart, DB078297, Adult Fiction. Walker recognized at NFB Conference. Regional librarian Sue Walker received the first Jan and Harry Gaywith Award at the National Federation of the Blind's Idaho State Chapter Meeting in April. Jan and Harry Gaywith are longtime members and active supporters of the National Federation of the Blind, NFB, at both the state and national levels. Sue was honored to be recognized in the company of such distinguished people. The plaque presented to Sue read in part, You have asked for our advice and taken it. You have shared in our experiences and our achievements. You are our friend. In addition to the plaque, Sue also received a copy of a recently published book, The Power of Love, How Kenneth Jernigan Changed the World for the Blind, a compilation of remembrances about Kenneth Jernigan, activist for the blind. The book was edited by Idahoan Ramona Walhoff and contains several submissions by Idaho residents whose lives Mr. Jernigan changed. This project was made possible in part by the Institute of Museum and Library Services. End of Connections, Idaho Commission for Libraries Talking Book Service, News, Innovative Services, and Community. Summer 2016, Volume 7, Number 3. Recorded in the studios of the Idaho Commission for Libraries Talking Book Service, June 2016. Read by Marion Stevens, monitored by Ruby Weaver. Further reproduction or distribution in other than a specialized format is prohibited. Please return this magazine to the library so the next person may receive it. Thank you.